Bible will read several scriptures.
约翰福音一章十四节。
John 1 verse 14.
约翰福音第一章第十四节。
John 1 verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And the word became flesh and tabernacled among us, full of grace and truth.
十六节。
Verse 16.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
然后我们要读三处的经文，在哥林多后书。
And then we need to read three scriptures from 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书六章一节。
2 Corinthians 6:1.
我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典。
And working together with him, we also urge you not to receive the grace of God in vain.
八章九节。
Chapter 8, verse 9.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor.That you through his poverty might become rich.
九章八节。
Chapter 9, verse 8.
神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样的善事。
And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed.
这三处都说到恩典。
All these three scriptures refer to grace.
叫我们不可徒受他的恩典。
That we will not receive the grace of God in vain.
叫我们知道主耶稣基督的恩典是他本来富足，却为我们成了贫穷，叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
That the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich.
最后一处是神能将各样的恩惠，原来就是恩典，多多的赏给我们。
Also in 2 Corinthians 9:8, it talks about all grace.
使我们能够常常凡事充足，能行各样善事。
Always having all sufficiency in everything, we may have an abundance for every good deed.
彼得后书三章十八节。
2 Peter 3:18.
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
You should grow in the grace of your grace and knowledge of your Lord Jesus Christ.
最后我们要读一段圣经，是在历代志上二十九章第五节。
And then lastly, we want to read 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 5.
那这段我们只要读后面的这一段。
We're only reading the second part of this verse.
历代志上二十九章第五节，从今日开始就读这一句就好。
Chronicles 29 verse 5, only the last portion.
今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢？
Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?
我们一起来把这一段圣经念一次。
Let's read that part again.Together.
好，一起来。今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢？请我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer together.
主，我们感谢你，在新年的一开始，你就召聚我们到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you. In the beginning of this new year, you gathered us into your presence.
我们想到主在我们身上的恩典，我们就要把感谢赞美来归给主。
Oh, we think about the grace that you've bestowed upon us. Therefore, we want to give us thanksgiving.
主啊，让我们在新的一年做一个能够更多蒙主恩典的人。
May we become someone who has received even more of your grace this new year.
让我们也能够在新的一年能够来把主的恩典能够从我们身上能够流露出去。
May we also become someone in this new year to let the grace flow out from us.
主，你今天呼召我们，今日有谁愿意将自己献给耶和华呢？
Today you've called out to us, asking us, who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?
愿我们都来答应你说, 主,
May we all reply to the Lord, yes, we're willing.
我们就把下面这段时间仰望在恩主的手中。
We give you the ensuing time in the hands of the gracious Lord.
求你对我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
托住我们, 主啊, 我们知道在人是软弱的, 但是在主在我们里面确实有大能的。
Sustain us. We know that even though man is weak, but in you, in Christ, we are mighty, we have mighty powers.
叫我们能够起来答应你的呼召。
And we can stand up and respond to your calling.
这样祷告, 靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 所以今天愿意跟弟兄姊妹在一起来思想基督的恩典。
Today I'd like to think about the grace of Christ with brothers and sisters.
愿意从三方面来一起来思想。
We want to meditate upon this topic from three perspectives.
首先，我们每一个人都应该成为一个蒙恩的人。
First of all, every single one of us here should have received the grace of God.
然后第二方面，我们每个人不仅蒙恩，要做一个感恩的人。
Second, not only have we received of His grace, we also need to be thankful for His grace.
第三，我们要做一个能够流露恩典的人。
Thirdly, we want to someone who can let this grace flow out from us.
首先，我们来看我们的神是怎样一位神呢？
So let's first consider what kind of God our God is.
圣经上在旧约神如何描述他自己呢？
How did God describe Himself in the Old Testament?
当神召摩西上西乃山，那耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，来宣告耶和华的名。
So God called Moses to Mount Sinai, and he showed up in the cloud, and he stood there with Moses as he called upon the name of the Lord.
在出埃及记34章第6节讲到，耶和华在他面前宣告说。
In Exodus 34:6, it says that. Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed.
这是神在第一次是在对以色列的会众要这样子来宣告说他是怎样一位神。This
is the first time that God proclaimed himself in terms of what kind of a God he is in terms of the congregation of the Israelites.
这边说耶和华耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神不轻易发怒并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
He said, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth.
他讲到两次, 耶和华, 耶和华。
And it says, the Lord God.
是有恩, 有怜悯, 有恩典, 不轻易发怒, 并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth.
我们常常有一个错误的观念。
We always have this misconception.
我们觉得旧约的神啊, 非常的严厉,非常的可怕,很凶恶的。
We felt that the God in the Old Testament is someone who is very strict and vicious and scary.
好像一点点犯错啊,神就用鞭子来打他们。
It's like if we just make a little mistake and he would scourge us.
哦,不是的,不是的。
Absolutely not.
一开始神就说他是有怜悯有恩典的神。
In the beginning, he said he is gracious and compassionate.
而且他不轻易的发怒。
Slow to anger.
有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Abounding in loving kindness and truth.
这是我们的神。
This is our God.
我们如果读旧约，我们就发现旧约有七次。 特别讲到一样的描述，神就是这样的一位神。
If we read the Old Testament, we will notice that God has referred to himself in the same manner 7 times.
神就像一位慈爱的父亲一样。
God is like a father with loving kindness.
是的，他是公义的，但是他也是满了慈爱的。
Yes, he is righteous, but he is also full of loving kindness.
你记得约拿的故事吗？
Do you remember Jonah's story?
我们知道约拿， 奉神的差遣要往尼尼微去, 叫尼尼微的回改。
So we know that God sent him to send Jonah to go to Nineveh so that they would go come into repentance.
因为尼尼微他们城的罪恶, 已经达到, 神那里, 然后神本来要毁灭他们, 但是神就因为他是一位怎样的神呢? 这边讲到说他是有怜悯有恩典的神。
So the sins of the Ninevites have reached to the heavenlies. And how would God deal with it? But here it talks about God is full of compassion and gracious.
但是我们知道约拿是不是听了神的话就赶快去跟尼尼微传福音呢?
So what did Jonah do? Did he hear God's word and he immediately proceeded to preach the gospel to the Ninevites?
没有,他就跑掉了,对不对?
No, he ran away.
他往相反的方向跑了。
In fact, he ran to the opposite direction.
后来神就安排一个环境让他被丢在海里面。
And God arranged for a circumstance for him to be thrown into the sea.
后来被大鱼吃到肚子里面。
And he was swallowed by the big fish.
他在鱼肚子里面,他在呼求神。
So in the stomach of the big fish, he called out to God.
神的怜悯又让鱼把它吐出来。
So by the compassion of God, he enabled the fish to throw out Jonah.
然后他没有办法,他只好 心不甘情不愿到尼尼微城去。
So very unwillingly, Jonah went into the city of Nineveh.
约拿到尼尼微是不是就非常火热的来传福音呢?
So when Jonah reached the Ninevites, was he very zealous to immediately preach the gospel?
圣经上这样讲哈，他说约拿进了城，走了一日，宣告说再等40日，尼尼微必倾覆了。
So the Bible says, then Jonah began to walk through the city one day's walk, and he cried aloud and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown.
他走了一天，讲完话就走了。
And he walked all day, and he said his things, and then he left.
结果很奇妙的，神就感动尼尼微城，从这个最小的到王都悔改了。However,
wondrously, God moved all the people in Nineveh from the greatest to the least, and they've all repented.
神查看他们的行为，看他们离开恶道，就不把所降的灾祸降给他们了。
When God saw their deeds, that they turned away from their wicked way, then God relented concerning the calamities that he had declared he would bring upon them.
圣经上讲到说，这件事约拿大大不悦。
The Bible says that, but this greatly displeased Jonah.
甚至发怒。
And he became angry.
然后呢，他就祷告耶和华说。
And he prayed to God, saying,
我不晓得有没有人是发怒的时候跟神祷告。
I don't know if any one of us would pray to God when you are angry.
我是不敢这样祷告。I
dare not pray in this manner.
我们通常祷告说，主啊，怜悯我，可怜我。
Usually when we pray, we say, oh, have pity on me, be merciful to me.
但是约拿非常生气。However,
Jonah was very mad.
他说，耶和华，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？
Please, Lord, was this not what I said while I was still in my own country?
我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，而且后悔不降所说的灾。
This is in Jonah 4:2. Therefore, in order to forestall this, I fled to Tarshish, and I know that thou art a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness.
然后他最后就讲说，我死了比活的还好。
Therefore, I'd rather die than to live.
他就跟神生气了。Therefore,
he got mad at God.
虽然他是跟神生气，可是他对神的认识是真的。Even
though he was mad at God, however, his knowledge to God is real.
神是有怜悯有恩典的神。Here,
he still knows that God is a God who is gracious and compassionate.
我不晓得大家有没有觉得这个对照让我们有一个心里面有一个提醒啊。
I don't know whether you get a reminder in your heart when there's this contrast.
神是全能的神，是有能力、有威严、有所有的大能的神。
God is all powerful, and he is majestic and has powers.
但是他不轻易发怒。However,
he is slow to anger.
有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Abounding in loving kindness and truth.
约拿呢？
What about Jonah?
约拿只不过是个小小的一个人。
Jonah is just a tiny person.
可是他却发怒了。
But then he became angry.
请问弟兄姐妹们,
I'd like to ask you this question, brothers and sisters.
我们是不是常常像约拿一样的?
Are we not like Jonah a lot of times?
神不轻易发怒。
God is slow to anger.
但是我们却常常发怒。
However, we get to become angry all the time.
就像约拿一样, 事情没有照着他所说的这样子去做, 他就发怒了。
Just like Jonah, when things are not done according to what he is expecting, then he becomes angry.
他却没有看到神是一位有怜悯有恩典的神。
And he did not see that God is a God who is gracious and compassionate.
我们感谢主，神对我们何等的有恩典，何等有怜悯。
We thank the Lord that he has given us so much grace and compassion.
虽然神是这样有恩典有怜悯的神，但是我们要问一个问题。
Even though God is such a God of compassion and grace, however, we have to ask this question.
在旧约的时候呢，是不是很多的以色列人都得着神的恩典和怜悯呢？
In the Old Testament, did a lot of Israelites receive of this grace and compassion?
很可惜的是没有。
Deplorably, no.
在哥林多前书十章这样讲说，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里海里受洗，归了摩西，并且都吃了一样的灵食，也喝了一样的灵水，但是他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人。
Just like 1 Corinthians 10:1, it says, "For I do not want you to be unaware that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea and all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink. However, God was not well pleased."
他们的生活，很简单的来说。圣经上这样讲，他们就是坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。
Their living consists of this. Simply put, in the Bible, it says that the people sat down and to eat and drink and stood up to play.
他们大部分的人都倒在旷野。
Most of them, the majority, they all laid low in the wilderness.
都倒闭在旷野里了。
They were all laid low in the wilderness.
这对我们是何等的提醒。
This is such a reminder to us.
我们愿意是像尼尼微人一样听到神的话就悔改呢？
Do we desire to be like the Ninevites? When we hear the word of God, then we repent.
还是像以色列人一样，天天都吃灵食，喝了灵水，但是呢，却是坐下吃喝，起来玩耍？
Or would we rather be like the Israelites? Every day they eat of the spiritual food, and every day they drink the same spiritual drink. However, we just sit down to eat and drink and stand up to play.
但愿我们来认识神是恩典的神。
We all desire to know this God who is full of grace and compassion.
我们也来在神的面前能够悔改，我们能够常常的来得着神的恩典。
And may we all repent constantly and to receive of His grace again and again.
感谢主，神的恩典没有停在旧约的时候而已。
We thank God that His grace did not just stop in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面。人失败了，但是神却没有失败。
In the Old Testament, men failed. However, God did not fail.
当日期满足，神就差遣他的儿子，就是主耶稣基督，来到世间。
In the fullness of time, God sent His beloved Son to the world, the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经上讲说，道成了肉身，住在我们的中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, full of grace and truth.
有一个最好的例子，我们就可以来看到道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理。
There's a very best example for this how the word became flesh and tabernacled among us full of grace and truth.
就是在约翰福音第八章，我们知道有一个正在行淫时候被拿的妇人，他们就把他带到主耶稣的面前说，你怎么办他。
And the example is found in John 8. There's a woman caught in adultery, and they brought her in front of Jesus and say, "What should we do to her?"
照犹太人的律法，她是要被石头打死的。
According to the laws of the Jews, she should be stoned to death.
但是感谢主。
However, thank the Lord.
主是有怜悯有恩典的神。
He is a God who is full of grace and compassion.
主说，你们当中谁是没有罪的，可以拿第一块石头来打他。
Who among you has no sin? You can pick up the first stone to stone her.
所以他们当中从老到少一个一个都走开了。
So in their midst, from the oldest to the youngest, they all left.
然后主耶稣剩下就是那个妇人在那里，主耶稣就对那个妇人说。
So that only the woman was left, and Jesus said to the woman,
没有人定你的罪吗？
Does anyone condemn you?
我也不定你的罪。
Neither do I condemn you.
去吧，从此以后不要再犯了。
Go your way from now on, sin no more.
我也不定你的罪，这就是恩典。
Neither do I condemn you. This is grace.
去吧，从此以后不要再犯，就是真理。
Go your way from now on, sin no more. This is truth.
真是主耶稣是充充满满有恩典有真理的。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus is indeed full of grace and truth.
罪是我们犯的，但是罪债却是主耶稣为我们偿还的，这就是恩典。
We are the ones who have committed sin. However, the wages of sin are repaid by the Lord Jesus. This is grace.
我们的罪虽如朱红，主却使它白如雪；虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。这就是恩典。
Our sins are as scarlet, but they are made by the Lord white as snow. Though our sins are red like crimson, they are made by the Lord like wool. This is grace.
苦悲他尝，福悲留给我们。这就是恩典。
Grace is he takes the bitter cup, but he left us with the cup of blessing.
让我们因信他可以得到新的生命，这就是恩典。
Grace is when we can get the new life through faith in him.
让我们在每天的生活里面可以与主同行，与主交谈，生命的窄路与主一同经过，这就是恩典。
In our everyday life, this is grace, that the Lord walk with us. He walks with us and he talks with us along life's narrow way.
愿意我们在新的一年更多，每个人都更多蒙神的恩典。
In this new year, may every single one of here receive of more of his grace.
多而多。
More and more.
不止这么一点。
More and more.
我们弟兄告诉我们要怎么样讲。
Remember our brother's correction of the Chinese translation of that hymn?
我还要得着更多。我要得着更多。
The correct translation in Chinese is we want to receive more.
愿意我们每个人更多的来得着神的恩典。
May we receive more of the grace of God.
不仅我们个人得着。
Not only do we receive his grace individually,
我们的家人也能够都得着。
May our family members all receive of this grace.
我们的朋友可以得着。
Our friends can receive this grace.
感谢主，在年底的福音聚会，有很多的弟兄姐妹带朋友来参加。
We thank the Lord that in the gospel meeting toward the end of the year, a lot of our brothers and sisters have brought your friends.
听说这饭食都不够了。
We had heard that we didn't even have enough food.
很多弟兄姐妹呢就没有吃到饭。
So a lot of brothers and sisters had to skip dinner that night.
但是我相信没有吃到饭的弟兄姐妹心里面还是非常喜乐。
But I also trust that all the brothers and sisters who skipped dinner that night, their hearts were also full of joy.
因为我们可以看见朋友们与我们一同蒙恩，我们就与他们一同欢喜快乐。
Because we can see that a lot of friends are also receiving of this grace, and therefore we rejoice and are glad with them.
主耶稣来，充充满满有恩典，有真理。
He came to this world full of grace and truth.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，并且恩上加恩。
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
愿在这新的一年，对我们每个人来说，都是恩上加恩的一年。
May this new year to every single one of us be a year that has grace upon grace.
让我们不仅做一个蒙恩的人，我们还要做一个感恩的人。
So not only should we become a person who has received of his grace, we should also be someone who is thankful of his grace.
我们很熟悉的一段圣经，在路加福音十七章。
We are all familiar with this passage found in Luke 17.
那时候耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚，和加利利。那时候进了一个村庄，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，对耶稣说：“耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。”
So Luke 17:11 says, and it came about while he was on his way to Jerusalem that he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a certain village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him, and they raised their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
耶稣看见就对他们说，你们去把身体给祭司查看。他们去的时候就都得洁净了。
And in verse 14, he says, and when he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourself to the priests. And it came about as they were going, they were cleansed.
内中有一个人见自己好了，就回来大声归荣耀给神。
Verse 15, now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice.
又俯伏在耶稣的脚前感谢他，这个人圣经上说是一个撒玛利亚人。
and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan.
耶稣说, 得洁净的不是有十个吗? 那九个在哪里呢?
And Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed, but the 9? Where are they?
除了这外族人, 再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗?
Was no one found who turned back to give glory to God except this foreigner?
啊, 这件事情对我们是何等大的提醒。
This is such a great reminder to us.
我们都是像, 这个十个长大麻风的一样, 因为我们都是犯罪的。
We're all like this 10 leprous men because we are all sinners.
但是当我们来呼我们得洁净, 我们来呼求神的时候, 说, 耶稣夫子可怜我们吧。
But when we cry out with our voices and say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
然后呢, 感谢主, 他是有丰富的怜悯有恩典的神。
We thank the Lord that he is a God who is gracious and compassionate.
所以这十个人都得医治了。
Therefore, all these 10 people were cleansed.
但是呢, 却只有一个外族的人回来将荣耀归给神。
However, only one foreigner came back and gave glory to God.
我们知道恩典 并不是一个头脑上的知识或一个认识而已。
We know that grace is not just a head knowledge, just a head understanding.
乃是一个亲身的经历，像我们长大麻风被主医治一样。
But this is a real experience. It's just like you have leprosy and you have been healed by the Lord.
那当我们来经历主的恩典，我们的反应是什么呢？
As we experience the grace of the Lord, what should our response be?
我们常常 都忘了主的恩典，是不是？
A lot of times, don't we forget about the grace of the Lord?
我们刚开始也许还觉得很新鲜。
Initially, we may felt that this experience is fresh.
但是呢，过一段时间就忘记了。
But after some time has passed, we forget about it.
感谢主啊，今天主日播饼的时候，有弟兄祷告说。
We also thank the Lord that there's a brother who prayed in our table meeting this morning.
So he 1989年 被主拯救。
He said that he was saved in 1989.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们那天永远不能忘记。
We should never forget that day.
黑暗路上我正漂流迷失，我救主忽然相遇。
I was flowing in
黑暗路上漂流迷失。
In this dark way, and then. He found me.
Oh, 那真是诸天降下, 主荣耀满我心。
Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
啊, 那这是一个何等荣耀的一个经历, 我们不能忘记的。
This is such a glorious experience. We cannot forget.
我们愿意常常来温习我们得救的故事。
We do want to review our salvation story often.
叫我们存着长存着感谢的心。
So that we can constantly have this heart of gratitude toward him.
英文有一句话这样讲啊。
There's this English saying.
God gives and forgives. Man gets and forgets.
And Jack has provided Chinese translation for me. 神一直给,而且完全的饶恕。人一直领受,但却常常忘恩。
Okay.
It's his translation.
Okay. God gives. 你来念这个.
God gives and forgives.
Man
gets and forgets.
神一直给，而且完全的饶恕。 人一直领受，但却常常忘恩。 是不是这样子？
Isn't that so?
但愿我们不只做一个领受主恩典的人。
May we not only become someone who receives of his grace.
We ought
to be someone who is always thankful for his grace.
不晓得大家读这段话的时候是不是有一个特别哈 就是保罗呢,他说他在罪人中我是个罪魁。
I don't know whether you feel anything special when you read through the words of Paul when he refers to him as he is the foremost of sinners.
我们会觉得说，哦，那当然啦，保罗他逼迫这些基督徒嘛，对不对？他害斯提反殉道，那当然就是罪人中的罪魁了。So
we always feel that, well, he persecuted the church. He led to the martyrdom of Stephen. Of course, he's the foremost of all sinners.
其实不是这样的。However,
this is not so.
我们如果认识保罗，你就知道说，保罗他是一个何等虔诚的一位爱神的。
If we know of Paul, we know that he is someone who is sincerely loving the Lord.
他, 以前是不认识不明白的时候，所以他逼迫基督徒。
He persecuted Christian because he was ignorant and he did not know.
但是他后来被主光照，他就知道他是何等的罪人。
However, after he has been enlightened by the Lord, he came to understand what kind of a sinner he really was.
他说我主的恩是格外的丰盛。
So he said that the grace of our Lord was more than abundant in me.
耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
It is a trustworthy statement, a deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost of all.
保罗为什么觉得他自己在罪人中是罪魁呢？
Why did Paul feel that he is the foremost of all sinners?
因为神光照他。
Because God has enlightened him.
当光越明亮的时候，他看见自己的罪就越清楚。
When the light becomes even brighter, then he sees his sins even more clearly.
我们是不是常常都有这样的一个经历？
Do we always have this experience?
就是我们如果常在黑暗的，在没有光的时候，就整个房间是黑，是脏的，我们也不知道。
When we're in darkness, when it's totally dark, you don't even know the room is dirty.
但是当太阳照进来的时候，就是空气中有一点点的灰尘，都看得清清楚楚。
When the sun shines into the room, even though there's a little dust in the air, you can see it clearly.
我们真是愿意主常常来光照我们。
We truly desire the Lord to constantly enlighten us.
看见我们里面的情形。
That we can see the true inward condition of us.
因为只有当我们认识到自己的不好，我们才会来更多转向神，来得着神的恩典。
It's only when we know how not good we are inside, then we can turn to God even more so that we can give thanks to Him.
所以保罗说，我主的恩是格外的丰盛。
Therefore, Paul says, the grace of my Lord was more than abundant in me.
哦，愿我们常常是这样子的来到主的面前。
May we all come to the Lord in this manner.
来经历主的恩典。
So that we can experience the grace of the Lord.
不仅经历主的恩典，我们还要做一个感恩的人。
Not only do we experience the grace of the Lord, we also need to be thankful for His grace.
在马太福音十八章这边记载了一段主耶稣的话。
In Matthew 18, it records a conversation of the Lord.
他说：“天国好像一个王来和他仆人算账，才算的时候，有人带了一个欠一千万两银子的来。”因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐把他的妻子、儿女，并一切所有的都卖了偿还。
So, the kingdom of heaven is like this person who wants to settle accounts with his slaves. And when he had begun to settle them, there was brought to him one who owed him 10,000 talents. But since he did not have the means to repay, his lord commanded him to be sold along with his wife and children and all that he had.And repayment to be made.
那人就俯伏拜他说：“主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。”那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
So verse 26 says, the slave therefore falling down prostrated himself before him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will repay you everything." And the lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt.
主人免了他多少债呢
？So how much debt?Was it that the Lord has forgiven the slave?
欠了他主人，他欠了主人一千万两银子。
So it is 10,000 talents.
那仆人出来遇见他一个同伴欠他十两银子，便揪着他，掐住他的喉咙，说：“你把所欠的还我。”
Verse 28. But that slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii, and he seized him and began to choke him, saying, "Pay back what you owe."
他的仆人就央求他说：“宽容我吧，将来我必偿还清。”他不肯，竟把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。
So verse 29. So this fellow slave fell down and began to entreat him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will repay you." He was unwilling, however, but went and threw him in prison until he should pay back what was owed.
哦，当这主人知道的时候，就非常的生气。
So when this Lord heard about this, he was very deeply grieved.
他说：“你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？”
He He said, should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave, even as I had mercy on you?
所以主人就把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。
So the Lord handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him.
主说，你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
So our Lord said, so shall my heavenly Father also do to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart.
我们的生活里面哈，常常会出现的一些情形。
In our daily lives, we all often have different situations arise.
就是有时候我们犯错，那有时候呢是别人犯错。
Sometimes we make the mistakes, sometimes others make the mistakes.
那但是我们常常忘记呢，我们欠了神很多。
However, we often forget that we owe much to God.
神呢都赦免了。
And that God has actually forgiven all.
就像赦免这个欠一千万两银子的人一样。
It's just like this person who has been forgiven 10,000 talents.
但是呢，他被赦免以后呢，他转身过来对一个欠他十两银子的，就揪着他，掐住他的喉咙，说：“你要把所欠的来还我。”
However, we're often like this. We seize upon someone who only owes us 100 denarii and begin to choke them, saying, "Pay back what you owe."
以前在我们家的时候常常会发生这样的事情。
In the old times, this is a constant occurrence at my household.
就是因为我们常常有时候要出去做什么事啊，或要聚会啊，或什么哈，常常都要赶时间。
Because we were always in a rush when we have to do some things or go to the meetings.
那有时候呢，我们在车上，就说大家要赶快上车，我们还叫孩子赶快上车。
So we have to get all the children into the car.
然后呢，有时候呢，比如说我们儿子或者女儿呢，有什么事情耽搁了，我就会生气。
But if my son or my daughter delayed us, I would be very mad.
我就看时间来不及了，还这样子慢吞吞的。
So I say, you are such a slowpoke. We're in a rush.
但是呢，有时候全家人都坐在车上，只有我一个人还没好。
But sometimes, the whole family is already waiting in the car, ready to go, and I was not ready.
然后呢，我后来上车以后呢，就开车就走了。
And then I got into the car, and then I drove away.
好像就没事一样。
It's as if nothing had happened.
我们是不是常常生活又出现这样的事哈
？So we often have similar occurrences in our daily lives.
有时候你到外面去呢，你忘了带什么东西呢？如果说是你的太太忘了带，那就糟糕了。
So let's say you know you have to go somewhere and someone forgets to bring something. If your wife has forgotten to bring something, this is big trouble.
但是如果是我忘了带呢，那就没关系。
However, if I forget to bring the thing, it's no big deal.
或者呢，在家里呢，有时候小孩会不会这样问说？为什么只在家里只有爸爸可以大声的骂人
？Sometimes the children would ask, "How is it that only how come only daddy can raise his voice and yell at people?"
别人都不能够大声的说话。
How come nobody else can raise their voice?
愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们看见我们都是犯罪的。
May we see that we are all sinners.
我们常常也会犯错的。
We all often make mistakes.
但是神看我们呢，他有恩、有怜悯、有恩典的神。
However, God looks at us with compassion and grace.
我们欠神一千万两，他都赦免了。
He has forgiven us 10,000 talents.
但是呢，只要有人欠我们十两呢，我们转过头来呢，就掐着他的脖子，就说你要还我。
However, if someone only owes us 100 denarii, we would seize him and choke him and say, "Repay the debt."
但愿我们做一个感恩的人。
May we become someone who is thankful.
一个感恩的人就会对别人也有恩典。
If you are thankful, you would also have grace toward other people.
你想想看哈，如果主赦免我们这么多，然后呢，我们有多少的这个别人亏欠我们的，我们有多少可以来赦免的呢？真的是完全都可以赦免，是不是？
So you think about it. God has forgiven us so much. So no matter how much other people have offended you, you can of course forgive all.
主耶稣讲这段话是在彼得来问主耶稣说：“我的弟兄若得罪我，赦免他七次可以不可以？”
So the Lord uttered this passage because Peter came to him saying that how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? How many times? Up to seven times?
主耶稣说不是七次, 乃是七十个七次。
And Jesus said, not seven times, but up to 70 times, seven.
请问我们赦免弟兄有多少次呢?
So let's ask yourself, how many times have you forgiven your brothers?
请问我们赦免我们的弟兄,在家里面的家人,我们的夫妻,配偶多少次呢?
So think about it, how often have you forgiven your spouses in the family?
对,我们的孩子,如果说他们惹我们生气,我们赦免他们多少次呢?
So when our children provoke us to anger, how many times do we forgive them?
就应该照着神赦免我们的,我们来赦免。
Just as the God has forgiven us, we should forgive accordingly.
所以感谢主, 让我们在这新的一年, 我们也来学习, 来赦免。
So thank the Lord, in this new year, may we all learn to forgive.
在家庭里面, 我们要对对方有恩典。
In the family life, we need to show grace to the other side.
因为主对我们是何等的有恩典。
Because the Lord is so gracious to us.
最后第三方面, 我们不仅做一个蒙恩的, 不仅做一个感恩的, 我们也要做一个能够流露主恩典的。
So thirdly, not only do we have to be someone who receives His grace and to be thankful for His grace, but we also need to be someone who can let His grace flow out of us.
因为我们主耶稣基督的恩典, 祂本来是富足的, 却为我们成了贫穷, 叫我们因祂的贫穷可以成为富足。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for our sake, He became poor, that we through His poverty might become rich.
怎样的一个人是一个富足的人呢?
What kind of a person would a rich person be?
而且不仅是自己富足, 还能够叫别人也富足呢?
And not only would this person be rich himself, he can also make other people rich.
你知道我们这一生啊, 可以做很多的事。
You know that in our life and this life, we can do many things.
有人可能有很有成就, 很有学问。
Some people may have a lot of great accomplishments and they have a lot of academic knowledge.
在学术上有很高的地位。
And they may have very high position in academia.
有人呢, 做生意做得非常成功。
Some people do very well in business.
赚了很多的钱。
And they've earned a lot of money.
有很多人呢, 很有才能, 很有才干。
And some people are very gifted and talented.
有很好的手艺。
And, or they are very skillful in their hands.
那这些事情都很好。
These are all good things.
但是有没有发现一件事情啊?
But do you notice this one thing?
不管你的学问有多好,
no matter how high your academic knowledge is,
不管你的财富有多少,
no matter how much earthly wealth you have,
不管你的地位有多高,
no matter how high your position is,
不管你的手艺多好, 或者多有才能,
no matter how talented or how skillful your hands are,
当我们的生命结束以后呢, 这一切都没有了。
When our life ends, everything ends.
所有得到的, 如果是为着自己的, 自己不在的时候呢, 就什么都消失了。
Everything that you receive, when you're gone, everything disappears.
怎么样是一位富足的人呢?
So what is a rich person?
一个富足的人是能够给别人, 把自己给别人的人。
A rich person is someone who can give yourself to others.
如果有一个人, 他很有财富, 他把财富来施舍给别人, 这样他不在的时候, 这个别人还是可以得到富足的。
If someone is very rich and he gives away his wealth, even after he leaves this world, other people can still have his wealth.
如果有一个人, 他所有的积攒的东西是为着自己, 他走了以后呢, 就什么就都没有了。
However, if you store up possessions for yourself on this earth, after you are gone, everything disappears.
所以只有给予别人的, 才是一个富足的。
Therefore, someone who is a giver is someone who is rich.
这跟我们天然的人不一样。
This is different from a natural man's thinking.
我们天然的想法是, 我要得的多, 我才富足。
In our natural thinking, we think that we have to receive much, therefore I'm rich.
但是从主的来看呢, 你是给的多, 才是富足的。
However, from the perspective of the Lord, if you give away much, then you're rich.
我想我们都参加过许多的安息聚会。
I believe that we've all attended a lot of memorial services.
啊，最近一次安息聚会是小杨弟兄的安息聚会，我想我们很多人都深受感动。
I believe that a lot of us were deeply touched by the memorial service for our brother 小杨。
我们小杨是非常平实的弟兄。
Our brother is a very unassuming brother.
他在教会里面默默的付出，默默的服侍。他虽然自己的工作忙碌，上有老下有小，但是他还是尽力的来服侍这些他所侍奉的中学生。
He quietly gives and he quietly serves, even though he has parents and he has children. He still diligently, with all his heart and might, he serves the middle school students.
他关心他们属灵的生命。关心他们的学业，关心他们的家庭。
He cares for them. He cares for their academic studies, for their spiritual life, and even their families.
他常常礼拜天晚上就打电话给他们。
So a lot of times he would call them Sunday night.
不仅是一天两一一一个礼拜两个礼拜。
It's not just one week or two weeks.
我们知道有弟兄做的见证，就是他一直到上初上从初中。一直到高中，一直到上大学，还打电话给他们。
We heard a testimony from a brother that he received these calls from Xiao Yang, even when after he graduated from middle school and he was in high school and even when he was in college.
我们的弟兄是一个给的人。
Our brother was a giver.
他不仅是一个得着恩典的人，他乃是能够把主的恩典给出去的人。
Not only was he someone who could receive God's grace, he could also give away God's grace.
我们的弟兄虽然到主那里去了。
Even though our Lord is in the presence, our brother is in the presence of the Lord.
但是呢，我们知道我们弟兄的爱还留在这里。
However, we know that his love abides here.
主在他身上的恩典，借着他的给予，还留在这里。
Through his giving, the grace of the Lord in him.Still remains.
我听了这些见证，非常受感动。
I was deeply touched by all these testimonies.
我非常的惭愧。
And I also was very ashamed.
我不像我的弟兄。
I am not like my brother.
他那样子，这么多年这样忠心的在服侍。
How our brother served so faithfully all these years.
愿我们能够来思想主的话。
May we think about the word of the Lord.
主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为我们成为了贫穷，好叫我们可以因他的贫穷，可以成为富足。
That the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, but yet for our sake he became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich.
感谢主啊，我们有许多弟兄姐妹在这里聚会，有几十年的时间。
We thank the Lord that many brothers and sisters have been gathering here for many, many years.
我们家是91年搬到 Houston.
My family moved to Houston in 1991.
我记得那时候我们是在 Cook Road 的楼上一个美国人教会聚会。
I remember at that time we were meeting on the second floor in an American church on their second floor.
那个地方呢就是每次聚会要搬桌椅的。
We had to move the tables and the chairs every time we gathered.
然后拨饼的时候是大家围成一圈坐。
At the table meeting, we arranged the chairs so that we all see each other.
信息的时候呢，我们就摆着这样子一排一排的坐。
In ministry time, we all sit in rows.
然后呢，信息完了以后，按宴的时候呢，又是把它有桌子，这样大家可以一起在里面有吃午饭。
After the love feast, after the ministry time, we have the love feast, and we rearrange the chairs again to see each other so that we can all have lunch together.
所以需要很多的弟兄姐妹一起服侍。
Therefore, we need a lot of brothers and sisters who would serve.
那时候在那些摆桌椅的弟兄姐妹呢，今天还在摆桌椅。
Among the brothers and sisters at that time who were moving the chairs and tables, they are still moving the chairs and table in our midst, even today.
那时候呢，在厨房服侍的弟兄姐妹呢，很多姐妹呢，到今天还是忠心的在服侍。
In those days, the days of Cook Road, the sisters who were serving in the kitchen, even today, they're still serving in the kitchen.
感谢主啊，那个这么多年，我们看到许多的弟兄姐妹忠心的在服侍。
So we thank the Lord that all these years, these brothers and sisters faithfully serve the Lord.
我们也看到有一些年轻的弟兄姐妹现在也加入服事。
We also see some younger brothers and sisters who are also joining in the service.
可是呢，我现在就觉得好像并不是所有人都在服事。
However, I have the sense that not everyone is serving.
在神的家没有闲站的人。
In the household of God, there is no one who is not doing much.
Bystander.
There's no bystanders.
Okay, 我们每一个人在神的家的里面呢，我们都是蒙恩的。
Everyone in the household of God, we have all received of His grace.
我们也都要成为一个感恩的人。
And we all need to be thankful for His grace.
我们要成为一个能够把恩典给出去的人。
But we also need to be someone who can give away His grace to others.
所以我们若已经受浸。
So because we have been baptized.
如果已经来这里聚会超过三个月。
If you have been gathering here longer than 3 months.
我们每个人都要把自己摆上。
We all need to offer ourselves up.
能够在服事的事上有份。
So that we have a portion in this service.
弟兄就可以在整清洁、打扫卫生、招待、安全上有可以参与。
So brothers can participate in ushering and safety patrol and others.
招待。
And greet ushers.
姐妹呢就可以在厨房服事，那婴儿的照顾上有份。
Sisters can also serve in the kitchen and in the nurseries.
弟兄姐妹都可以在祷告、在看望、在主日学教主日学上，我们可以一起来参与。
And we can all serve in prayers, in Sunday school, and others.
感谢主，主他给我们恩典，不是叫我们自己富足。
We thank the Lord that He gave us His grace, not so that we can be rich ourselves.
乃是要叫别人能够富足。
He gives us grace so that others can be rich.
一个蒙恩的人啊，就不再只是我我我。
Someone who has received of His grace is no longer focused on just me, me, me.
要纪念主耶稣的话说，施比受更为有福。
Remember the word of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive.
我们不能徒受主的恩典。
We cannot receive His grace in vain.
我们要在主的恩典里面长进。
We need to grow in His grace.
主给我们的恩典何等的丰富。
The grace that He has bestowed us is so abundant.
不管是在金钱，不管时间，不管我们的才能，不管我们的爱心，主都何等丰富的来供应我们。
The Lord has given us much provision in wealth, time, talents, and love.
有人说这样一句话，我觉得也有蛮有道理的。
Someone has said this, and I think it makes sense.
他说，钱你要用了以后呢，才是你的。
So after you've spent your money, then the money becomes yours.
没有用的钱，有用的钱呢是你的财产，没有用的钱呢是遗产。
So money that you've used is yours, your wealth. The money you do not use is your inheritance.
你要让你的钱变成遗产呢，还是变成你的财产？
Do you want your money to become your inheritance or your wealth?
愿主我们在地上主托付我们的，我们可以忠心的来服侍。
So may we be faithfully serve with everything that He has entrusted us on this earth.
让我们能够把主给我们身上的恩典，我们能够流露出去。
So that all the grace that He has bestowed upon us, we can let it flow out.
就是一点最小的服事，主必纪念。
And the Lord will remember even the smallest service.
主说，无论何人，只要把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你，这人不能不得赏赐。
So no, if you give a cup of water to even the least of these, you will receive your reward in full.
感谢主，这个礼拜我上个礼拜我生病，然后就有些弟兄姐妹为我祷告。
So I thank the Lord that last week I was sick, so brothers and sisters prayed for me.
谢谢弟兄姐妹的爱心。
We thank I thank you for your love.
昨天还有弟兄姐妹到我们家送鸡汤。
Somebody even brought chicken stock to my house yesterday.
主说哈，只要把这一杯凉水给这小子，就不能不得赏赐。
The Lord said, if you give even a cup of cold water to the least of them, you will get your reward.
那给鸡汤赏不赏赐呢？
So wouldn't He richly rewarded people who give me chicken stock?
感谢主，下一次应该该我带给别人鸡汤了。
So next time I will bring chicken stock to other people.
愿主在我们的身上的恩典不要只停留在我们身上。
So may the Lord's grace toward us not just remain with us.
让我们成为那个像加利利海一样，是一个活水，有进有出。
May we be like the Sea of Galilee, where water can come in and come out.
有许多的活物可以滋生繁衍。
And that water is teemed with swarms of living creatures.
有很多的鱼虾可以叫人得到满足。
And they're fruitful and they multiply and there's full of fish and shrimp.
让我们的生活，让我们的聚会不要像死海一样。
And may our meeting also not be like the Dead Sea.
只有进来没有出去。
We only come in and nothing flows out.
所有的恩典都停留在我们个人身上。
All the grace remains in our, it remains in us on an individual level.
或者是所有的恩典都留在我们家庭的身上。
Or in other words, all the grace remains with our family members.
或甚至说所有的恩典都留在我们聚会这个小聚会的身上。
Or all the grace remain in this little fellowship.
让我们能够来做一个流通的管道。
May we be a channel that can flow through freely.
让主的恩典可以从我们身上能够流露。
So may the grace of God can flow through us freely.
我想问大家一个问题。
I want to ask you this question.
圣经里面记载哪些人是最慷慨的人？
Which people did the Bible record as the most generous people?
然后呢，同样的问题哈，有哪些人是最小气的人？
And a corollary question,Which characters in the Bible are the most stingy people?
大家有没有想到谁？还有第三个问题。
There's a third question.
有什么人啊，是本来很小气的，后来变成很慷慨的人？
Was there a character in the Bible who used to be very stingy and then subsequently became very generous?
有没有什么人愿意试试看？
He's expecting an answer. All glorious.
哦，最后一个答案是对的。OK， 第三个就是本来很小气变成很慷慨的人，就是撒该。
Yes, the last answer is correct. Zacchaeus, he was very stingy, but he became very generous.
OK， 谁是最慷慨的人
？Who's the most generous person in the Bible？
不啊
，the
寡妇两个小钱，丢两个小钱的寡妇，对，这是一个答案，
who,
这是一个正确答案。还有
two little coins. This is a correct answer.
亚伯拉罕呢、啊？亚伯拉罕还可以啊。
Abraham, maybe.、
啊、还有呢
？Who else？
约瑟也可以。
Joseph, maybe.
啊 ？Widow 哦 ，OK， 那个供应那个以利亚的寡妇是不是
？The widow who supplied with Elijah.
哦，两个小钱。
Oh, the two little copper coins.
刚才
讲
那是的，
yeah.
是的，这样还有呢？
Five,
五饼二鱼也可以算吧。
Five fish and two loaves.
还有呢
？Maybe.
哎，玛利亚那个
Mary,
打破香膏的那个玛利亚
the one who broke the vial of alabaster. Who else?
Lydia. OK. Yeah, yeah. 那个卖紫色布的，他常常。
The Lydia who sold clothes for other people.
OK.波阿斯
Boaz
对不对
Right、哦、
波阿斯他就是常常就是一个非常慷慨的人
Boaz was a very generous person He is a type of Christ
还有一个人
There's one more person、
哦、那等一下再讲、啊、
Hold on I'll tell you later
谁是最小气的人呢、啊、
Who's the most stingy person in the Bible Rich young ruler
yeah, 那个有少年的官那个财主啊，是啊，还有呢
，Nabal，
尼伯那个拿巴，嗯，拿巴，哎呀，还有呢
？Anyone else？
其实还有很多啦哈。
There are actually lots.
其实有一个无知的财主，对不对
？There was this foolish rich man, right？
主耶稣说哈，他田产丰富。然后想说，我这么多出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？我要把仓房拆了，盖一个更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后对我的灵魂说：“灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可以做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。”
神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前不富足也是这样。
So there's this foolish rich man in Luke 12:16. The land of a certain rich man was very productive. He began reasoning to himself, saying, what shall I do since I have no place to store my crops? And he said, this is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your soul is required of you. And now who will own what you have prepared? So is the man who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
所以这个无知的财主是一个非常小气的人。
So this rich man who is a fool is very stingy.
他所积存的一切的是为自己。
He has saved up and stores up everything for himself.
但是主耶稣说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
But the Lord said to him, you fool, this very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared?
这个无知的财主在末后的时代很多。
In the end times, there are a lot of rich men who are like this fool here.
我们不要做这无知的财主。
Let's not be this fool who is a rich man.
我们要把神给我们的丰富，给我们的恩典能够给出去。
We need to give away the abundance and the grace that God has bestowed us.
甚至在最后当约翰写信给七个教会的时候
to the extent that when John was writing to the seven churches in the end
对老底家教会他这样说，他说，你说你我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼赤身的。
So he said to the church in Laodicea, Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing. You do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
老底家教会他说，我是富足的，我发财了。
The church in Laodicea says, I am wealthy, I am rich.
我一样都不缺。
And I have need of nothing.
但是却在神的眼中呢，是困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼赤身。
However, in the eyes of God,It is wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
所以要来向神来买火炼的金子，要来买眼药。
Therefore, that church has to buy eyesalve and refining gold from God.
哦，愿我们不要做一个在末世里面是一个无知的财主。
May we not be like this rich man who is a fool in the end times.
愿我们的聚会不要像老底家的教会，好像觉得自己已经富足了。
And may our meeting not be like the church in Laodicea, feeling that we are rich.
我们愿意把主在我们身上丰富能够给出去。
We want to give away the abundance that God has bestowed us.
现代人的问题，不晓得大家知道最普遍的一个问题是什么？
I don't know if you know the most common thing among people in this world.
特别是对这些开发达的国家。
Especially in developed countries.
普遍一个公共卫生的问题。
This is a public health issue.
就是肥胖症。
Which is obesity.
那肥胖症就是进来的多，出去的少。
Obesity is where you absorb much and you consume little.
最近几年我也是吃的多，运动的少，所以体重直线上升。
These past few years, I'm also like this. I've eaten a lot and I exercise little, and therefore my weight keeps increasing.
想减肥，越减越肥。
I keep being on diet, but then my weight keep increasing.
哦，主耶稣愿来提醒我们。
The Lord Jesus reminded us.
让我们不要有属灵的肥胖症。
May we not have a spiritual obesity.
当主耶稣给我们许多的丰富主耶稣的恩典的时候。
When God has given us much grace and abundance,
让我们能够把主的恩典给出去。
May we also give away God's grace.
因为主说，多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁，就向谁多要。
Because the Lord said, "From everyone who has been given much, shall more be required, and to whom they entrusted much, of him they will ask all the more."
我刚才讲到说，谁是一个。在圣经上有谁是一个
最富足的人愿意把自己的一切都给出去的呢？
Earlier I asked you, who is the wealthiest person in the Bible that he wants to give away his all?
还有一个人就是大卫。
Another person is David.
大卫当他得着许多神的祝福，很多丰富的时候。
David, after he is given much blessing and a lot of abundance from God.
在《使徒行传》第七章四十六节讲到说，大卫在神面前蒙恩，祈求为雅各的神预备居所。
In Acts 7:46, it says that David found favor in God's sight and asked that he might find a dwelling place for the God of Jacob.
感谢主，他这边讲到说，因为大卫在神面前蒙恩，所以呢，他接下来想到的就是要为神预备居所。
We thank God that here it says, because David found favor in God's sight. And then following, he asked that he might find a dwelling place for God.
虽然神是要他的儿子所罗门来替神来建殿，不是要大卫来建殿。
Even though God wanted Solomon to build the temple, not David.
可是大卫他就把所有建殿需要的材料他都来预备。
However, David prepared all the materials for the building of the temple.
然后他把他尽他所能的，他说，因我心爱慕我神的殿，就将我积蓄的金银献上，建造我神的殿。
In 1 Chronicles 29:3, it says, Moreover, in my delight in the house of my God, the treasure I have of gold and silver I give to the house of my God.
就是俄斐金三千他连得，金炼的银子七千他连得，以贴殿墙，金子做金器，银子做银器，并借匠人所制造的一切，今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢？
In 1 Chronicles 29:4 and 5, namely 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the buildings, of gold for the things of gold, and of silver for the things of silver, that is for all the work done by the craftsmen. Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?
所以圣经上说，众族长和以色列各支派的首领，千夫长、百夫长，并监工王宫的官长都乐意献上。
Therefore, in verse 6, it says, Then the rulers of the father's household and the princes of the tribes of Israel and the commanders of thousands and of hundreds with all the overseers over the king's work offered willingly.
在29:9讲说，这些人诚心乐意献给耶和华，百姓就欢喜，大卫王也大大欢喜。
And in verse 9, it says, Then the people rejoiced because they had offered so willingly, for they made their offering to the Lord with a whole heart, and King David also rejoiced greatly.
Oh, 感谢主，大卫是一个知道怎么样把自己来奉献给神的人。
We thank the Lord. David is someone who knows how to consecrate himself to God.
因为我们一切都是从神得的。
Because all we have is from God.
奉献只不过是把我们从神得的来献给神而已。
Consecration is just receiving of what God has given us and giving back to Him what He has given us.
今天神对我们每一个人的呼召就是：今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢？
Today God is also calling each one of us. Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?
愿我们来答应主的呼召，献上自己。
May we all respond to his calling and consecrate ourselves to him.
从一个自我为中心的人改变成以主为中心的人。
And we turn from being a self-centered person to a Lord-centered person.
从一个只知道爱自己的人成为一个会关心别人、会爱别人而且爱主所爱的人。
We turn from someone who only loves ourselves to someone who can care for others, who would love other people and love those whom the Lord loves.
从一个只想得的人变成一个会给的人。
And we can be trained from someone who only wants to receive to someone who wants to give.
从一个小气的人改变成为一个会慷慨的人。
And we can turn from being a stingy person to someone who is generous.
从一个急躁的人能够会忍耐的人。
And we can turn from someone who is short-tempered to someone who is patient.
从一个会抱怨的人成为一个凡事谢恩的人。
And to turn from a person who is constantly murmuring to someone who offers thanks in everything.
愿我们在这新的一年，我们都来答应主的呼召。
May we all respond to God's calling in this new year.
在给的恩典上， 我想我们自己都觉得很惭愧。
We know that we all feel ashamed in the matter in the ministry of giving.
神给我们这么多，但是我们还是有许多的保留。
God has given us so much, but we have held back so much.
愿与弟兄姐妹一起勉励，在这新的一年，更多得着神的恩典。
May we, I'd like to encourage all the brothers and sisters, together we can all receive of more of God's grace.
更多来做一个感恩的人。
And we can be someone who is more thankful for His grace.
更多让主的恩典可以从我们身上流出。
And more and more the grace of the Lord can flow out of us.
好叫主的名在我们个人，在我们的家庭和在教会当中更多得着荣耀。
So that the name of the Lord may be glorified individually and in our family life.
我们再有一点祷告。
May we have a further word of prayer.
主，我们是在感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
我们要向主说，从你丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
We want to say to you that in the fullness we have all received and grace upon grace.
愿在这新的一年，主，我们也是一个恩上加恩的一年。
May this new year be a year that has grace upon grace.
让我们做更多得着主的恩典，也更多来感谢主的恩典。
May we receive more of the grace of the Lord and also be more thankful for the grace of God.
愿我们也做一个恩典的管道，主能够来流露主的恩典。
May we also be a channel of the grace of the Lord so that we can also let the grace of God flow through.
借着这些学习，主啊，你来制作我们。
Through these lessons, constitute yourself in us.
改变我们。
Change us.
让我们能够更多像你。
So that we can be more like you.
哦，主啊，让你的荣耀的旨意在我们的身上可以得到成全。
So may your glorious will be fulfilled in us.
叫你更多在我们当中得荣耀。
May you gain even more glory in our midst.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.